From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Theater Square's Season 8 concludes with Hamlet. On stage now through May 4th at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studios, Shakespeare's epic tragedy is equal parts ghost story, political intrigue, doomed romance, and murder mystery. Tickets and information for Hamlet available at theater2.org. or 443-5600.
Ahead on Ozarks, how members of clergy, supporters of nonprofit organizations, and a t-shirt maker are helping spread relief for towns devastated by Sunday's tornadoes. And information about how anybody else can aid recovery efforts.
First, rescue crews continue looking for victims from the tornado that struck Arkansas Sunday night. The number of fatalities in Arkansas was revised yesterday to 15 after some victims had been counted twice. Governor Mike Beebe toured a damaged neighborhood in Mayflower yesterday and talked with officials about the recovery effort.
The search and rescue will continue until we're satisfied that everything has been checked and that people that are missing have been found one way or the other. And then I can't even begin to brag on just the volunteers. I mean, we're talking about people that just grab a chainsaw and go help somebody.
The governor says it's too soon to estimate the damage from the storm.
We've obviously got a lot of experience with tornadoes, and any tornado is bad, particularly if it's a direct hit on something. But just looking at the damage, this may be one of the strongest that we've seen. And preliminarily, we haven't done any records check, but it looks like this is the largest loss of life that we've seen in one tornado incident since I've been governor.
President Obama spoke by phone with those overseeing the cleanup efforts, vowing to provide any assistance needed from the federal government. Craig Fugate, administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, visited both Mayflower and Valonia yesterday afternoon.
Meanwhile, Faulkner County Attorney David Hoag says citizen volunteers will be welcome to help with recovery efforts soon, but not quite yet.
As long as we have emergency personnel on the scene and as long as we have power lines down, we're asking citizen volunteers to stay where they are. There will be a time, it's just not yet.
Coming up later on this edition of Ozarks, we'll have details on how to help relief efforts at this early stage.
Amid the news of Sunday's tornadoes in central Arkansas, U.S. Senator John Bozeman was released from Mercy Hospital in Rogers. Although the senator is under doctor's orders to rest as he recovers from successful heart surgery last week, he is in close contact with his office and is monitoring the tornado recovery efforts in central Arkansas.
Charges for phone calls made between Arkansas prisoners and people on the outside could change today when the Arkansas Board of Correction meets to decide on a new contract with a telephone provider. The current Department of Correction contract with Global Tel Link expires this year. Prison reform advocates say the charges for prison calls are unnecessarily high and a burden to inmates' families. Jean Thrash is with the Little Rock chapter of a group called In Mass Incarceration. She says the Board of Correction hasn't adequately opened the floor to public input before important decisions are made during meetings.
We ask if there was a comment period to where we could make comment, and the response was that after the decision was made, we could file a FOI to find out what the contract was decided. So there's really not any overt request for input from the consumers.
Shay Wilson, a spokeswoman for the Department of Correction, disagrees. She says the agency always listens to the public.
We're a public agency. Our meetings are public. We listen to the public all the time. Anyone who wants to attend a meeting can. We are a public agency, and our Board of Corrections office is open to public comments all the time. We hear from people on a range of issues routinely.
Wilson also says the 45% commission the department collects on calls funds essential inmate and security services. Last year, the Federal Communications Commission placed a cap on rates, but that only applies to out-of-state calls made by Arkansas prisoners. Reform advocates say the new rule has caused in-state calls to often cost more than the out-of-state calls.
The regional employment prospects continue to improve according to the latest data from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate in Northwest Arkansas was 5.4% in March, better than the February rate of 5.6%, and better than the unemployment rate of 5.5% recorded a year ago. Along with a decline in the unemployment rate, the overall labor force grew by about 3,100 people year over year. The unemployment rate also declined in the Fort Smith metro area. The March unemployment rate was 6.9%. That's down from 7.4% in February, and an even larger decline from March 2013, when the unemployment rate was 8.1%. While the actual number of people unemployed has declined in that metro area, so has the overall labor force. The Fort Smith region reported a labor force of 128,500 people in March, down slightly from a year ago by about 1,400 people.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lost to the Tulsa Drillers yesterday 4-1. The loss in Springdale puts the Naturals at 8-16 on the season. The team hits the road today for four games in Springfield. The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will be in Springfield tonight, too. Arkansas plays Missouri State in what is the final midweek non-conference game of the regular season. This weekend, Arkansas plays three SEC games against Mississippi and Oxford.
Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will be in the upper 30s in northwest Arkansas, mid-40s for the Arkansas River Valley. Clouds tomorrow, highs from the mid-50s to lower 60s. And tomorrow night, mostly clear. Lows around 33 in northwest Arkansas, upper 30s tomorrow night for the Arkansas River Valley.